Do you like U.S. military history, especially stories about our veterans? If you answered yes, then I know you'll enjoy Duty and Valor. Hi, I'm Wayne Marks, and each week I'll tell you the amazing stories of heroes who pushed away their fears and showed true valor on the battlefield. And although their stories are different, the common trait they all share is that they all served with pride and lived with humility. And I'm honored to tell you their stories. Welcome back, everyone. Before I start this week's episode, I wanted to thank everyone for the feedback we've been receiving. We are early in the process, but we hope to become a source of military history that is followed by many, so any comments are important to us. Also, if there is anyone's story that you would like us to consider featuring in a future episode, feel free to submit their name through our contact form on our website, dutyandvalor.com. That's dutyandvalor.com. Thank you, and here's this week's story. In this episode of Duty and Valor, you'll hear the story of a man who was taken prisoner after the ship he was on was sunk by a German U-boat. A man who fooled the Germans and was able to gain vital information about his captor's submarine operations. A man who wouldn't give up until he successfully escaped captivity. A man who would help ensure fellow POWs were able to safely escape confinement before he would consider doing so himself. This is the story of Medal of Honor recipient U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander Edward Isaac. Born in Cresco, Iowa on December 18, 1891 to parents Balthazar and Matilda, Edward Isaac was the youngest of nine children. He would eventually move to South St. Paul, Minnesota, where he graduated from high school. After high school, he was accepted to the United States Naval Academy, where one day he met Agnes Cabell. And the day after graduating in 1915, he married Agnes. Before the U.S. entered World War I, Isaac's first assignment was aboard the USS Florida, a battleship. But following his promotion to lieutenant, he volunteered for the Naval Transport Service and was assigned to the troop transport USS President Lincoln in July of 1917. The Lincoln was tasked with transporting U.S. servicemen from New York to France, and the ship had four successful round-trip journeys. And by the time the fifth journey began, Isaac was now an executive officer. The Lincoln made its way across the Atlantic and was able to safely transport troops to the Brittany coast of France before it began its return to the U.S. on May 29, 1918. The Lincoln, along with a convoy of three other transport ships, were joined by a destroyer escort until they felt they were beyond the risk of German U-boat attacks. However, on the 31st, the day after the destroyers left them unprotected, the convoy spotted a German U-boat in the morning light. The ships were approximately 600 miles off the French coast, so there was no reinforcements nearby. The captain of the Lincoln did his best to evade the U-boats, but it was an impossible task. At 08:54, the German U-boat U-90 was 1,000 yards from the Lincoln when it scored three direct torpedo hits. It was so heavily damaged that the crew would receive the order to abandon the ship just 20 minutes later. And by 09:30, it had rolled over before it would eventually sink. Of the 700 crew members aboard the Lincoln when it was hit, 26 men were lost in the attack. The survivors found themselves aboard lifeboats as the remaining ships of the convoy departed the area to seek safety. The U-90 surfaced and searched among the survivors in an attempt to locate the Lincoln's captain. Unable to find the captain or any other senior officers, the Germans took William Siech, a Medal of Honor recipient, aboard the U-90 while they continued the search. They eventually spotted Isaac, who lied and told the Germans that the captain had gone down with a ship. And as Isaac was a higher rank than Siech, they decided to take him prisoner instead. As he was brought aboard the U-90, the Germans pushed Siech into the ocean, but luckily he was rescued by one of the lifeboats. In an important omission, Isaac never told the Germans that he spoke and understood German. His father immigrated to the U.S. from a German-speaking part of France, and his mother's family were German. The U-90 dove and evaded Allied patrols while making its way back to Germany. Isaac reported that during his five-week confinement, he was treated well aboard the submarine and was allowed to dine and play cards with the German officers. Unaware that he could understand what they were saying, the Germans made no attempt to limit their conversations around him. Isaac made it a point to observe everything aboard the U-boat. He noted, though not in writing, the operations, capabilities, movements, and crew conditions aboard the sub. He was even permitted to use binoculars and look at maps, which allowed him to see the actual route they were taking back to Germany. This was important because it could tell the Allies where they traveled to avoid naval patrols and various sea defenses such as mines. At one point during his confinement aboard the U-90, Isaac unsuccessfully attempted to escape while they stopped in Denmark. He was eventually brought aboard a battleship, which would bring him to Germany, where he was transferred to a prison camp in the southwest of the country. There, the conditions were much worse, and he was not allowed the small amount of freedom that he was given aboard the naval vessels. The prisoners there were not treated well, and they were continually underfed. Due to this, and his desire to share the intelligence he gathered, Isaac attempted to escape again, and again he was unsuccessful. He was there for 4 weeks before being sent to another prisoner camp in July. En route to the next prisoner camp, the train he was aboard was traveling at 40 miles an hour when he took the chance to escape. While being shot at by the guards, Isaac jumped headfirst through a window. Unfortunately, he landed hard on the railroad ties and struck his head and injured his knees. He was unable to complete his escape and he was recaptured. The guards were so upset at what he did that they beat him mercilessly. One soldier hit him so hard that he was reprimanded for breaking his rifle while striking Isaac. They also made him run the remaining distance, 5 miles, to the prison camp. He was so badly injured that he was unable to get out of bed for 3 weeks. When he finally was able to walk again, he was put into solitary confinement for an additional 2 weeks. By this time, he had lost 30 pounds, and it took another 2 months before he was able to bend his knees. To prepare for another escape, he walked as much as he could before running and weightlifting to build up his strength. After a few months of planning, Isaac and other American POWs came up with a plan to escape. On October 6th, the men who were wearing German uniforms cut power to the camp. As part of the plan, the men were to break up into 2-man groups, as they felt it would make it harder to track them. It was reported that Isaac and Harold Williams drew gunfire from the Germans, which allowed the other men to escape. Once they felt that the men had made their way undetected, the 2 men made their own escape. Their goal was to make it to Switzerland, but they knew they couldn't take a direct route, which was only 18 miles. Rather, they followed the Elbe River through the Black Forest, where it eventually emptied into the Rhine River, which meant that they had to complete a journey of 120 miles to reach safety. As they weren't carrying any provisions, the 2 men had to survive on raw vegetables and anything that they could forage along the way. On October 13th, the men reached the Rhine and waited until nightfall before they made their way across the heavily guarded river. They were discovered by the Swiss and were brought to Bern, where they found the American legation on October 15th. From there, Isaac made his way to Paris and would arrive in London on October 23rd. Before finally arriving in New York on November 11th, the day World War I ended. Of the 70 men that escaped on the night of the 6th, only 3 made it to safety. Though the intelligence that Isaac was able to gather did not directly help the World War I war effort, it did help shape future submarine warfare. Due to this, and along with his heroism and constant escape attempts to share what he had learned with the Allies, Edward Isaac was awarded the Medal of Honor on November 11th, 1920, which was the 2-year anniversary of the end of the war. The award was presented by the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Isaac remained in the Navy until 1921 when he retired at the rank of Lieutenant Commander. Isaac and his family would settle in San Diego, where he took a job as a freelance writer. And in 1934, he ran for Congress and lost before being elected during his second attempt in 1936. He served in Congress for 10 years and would eventually move his family to a farm in Virginia. On January 18, 1990, Edward Isaac died at the age of 98, and he was buried at the Arlington National Cemetery. At the time of his death, he was the oldest World War I Medal of Honor recipient. And if you would like to learn more about his story, Isaac wrote a book about his ordeal titled Prisoner of the U-90. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this week's show, we kindly ask that you follow us and leave a review and 5-star rating. A link to Lieutenant Commander Isaac's book and sources for today's show can be found in the show notes. And join us next week where we'll tell you the story of another true American hero.